I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time to take a look at things on the other side. A big matchup this week in Baltimore. It doesn't feel like it a ton to us here in Pittsburgh, maybe just because things are so down and dire. But then again, the team the Steelers are playing on Sunday, they got whooped on Thanksgiving night, a 32-14 loss to Joe Burrow and the Bengals in his return. So both Pittsburgh and Baltimore are 6-6. And this is a big one in terms of AFC North supremacy on Sunday at 1 p.m. We will have fan game day coverage for you starting at 10 up until kickoff. But it is now time to talk to Rob Long, host of the Big Bad Morning Show on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Rob,
First is, you don't talk over Michael Jackson. You don't talk over Michael Jackson and then have me on the show. You let Michael play or don't have Michael on.
I just let the whole bed run out and just start it cold.
Let it run out. We'll take it over.
We'll do that whole thing over again.
There you go.
Rob, first, before we get into nitty-gritty football stuff, I was notified by one of our guys here, Andrew Filippone, when we were, you know, talking about you guys a couple of weeks ago, because I had mentioned, you know, I love having you on every time we get to Ravens week. And he was telling me that one of your co-hosts was on The Wire. That's one of the greatest shows of all time.
Ed North was on The Wire. He was a police commissioner here in Baltimore. Then he wasn't, and he was on The Wire, and he's actually a detective on The Wire. So, yeah, he was on that show.
Now, are you a fan of the show? I'm assuming, I mean, you've been in Baltimore forever.
I gotta be honest with you, I don't love The Wire as much as most people do, but I'll admit it's one of the greatest, in terms of what people think, is one of the most critically acclaimed shows all time in cable TV history. I'm not the fan that most are, but I don't deny what you're saying about the show.
Have you told Ed that?
Yeah, he knows. I'm a Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire type of guy. I'm not really, you know, a Wire. I'm from the areas of Baltimore that The Wire talks about. I'm from there. So your my life, your entertainment.
Okay, I see what you're saying there. I mean, I know the show always got rave reviews for its realism, but I mean, it was phenomenal television. I mean, I even know some of the characters, I believe. Well, I mean, Ed, I mean, your co-host, a perfect example, like somebody that lived that life and they just happened to have them in the show, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, he's a New York guy that came down to Baltimore, became commissioner, And he knew the producer of the show, the creator of the show, and became a character on the show.
That is the voice of Rob Long, host of the Big Bad Morning Show for 105.7 in Baltimore. He's with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Rob, the news that came down, what, about 2 hours ago now, new contract for Mark Andrews. That a bit of a surprise for you?
Threw me off my chair. I mean, I guess that's probably the end of Isaiah Likely. We've been saying Isaiah Likely cost himself some money. I don't see how they could give Mark Andrews an extension and re-sign Isaiah Likely. I don't see how they do both. Isaiah Likely did not have the season that we projected him to have this year. And maybe they see some things in him that they don't like, so they go to the old guard, to the old faithful Mark Andrews.
Now, do people in Baltimore still love the way that Andrews is playing? I know that he gets a lot of flack for, you know, the drop in the playoffs last year. I mean, I thought for a while, though, he was a marquee tight end. Has he fallen off that perch a little bit, though? Are you worried about the money and years on this deal?
Let me go back to several things, because people remember that drop. They forget about the interception that he caused in the playoff game, the first year they went in the playoff game against the Titans, where the ball was thrown to his hands and he tipped the ball up in the air. I like Mark Andrews. I think he's an outstanding tight end, but we act like drops are a new thing to him. Mark Andrews, the last year of Hollywood Brown in Baltimore, where Baltimore blamed Hollywood Brown of drops, Mark Andrews had more drops than Hollywood Brown did. You know, it's if you look at his stats, he drops passes. That's what he does. Is he a phenomenal tight end? Yes, because he makes plays as well. But Mark Andrews dropping passes didn't happen last year in the playoff game against Buffalo Bills. It happened. It started before that. If you don't believe me, check the stats yourself. He drops passes. Now, Baltimore will love you as long as you produce. As long as he keeps producing, then they'll love him. But Mark Andrews dropping passes wasn't a new thing. It didn't start in Buffalo last year in the playoffs.
Rob, what is the feeling in Baltimore with Ravens fans after that loss on Thanksgiving night?
Disbelief. I don't know what to think of this Ravens team, and I think most Ravens fans would agree with me. They'll cheer for them, root for them, but there's some, you got to make me a believer, because you went out one of the worst defenses in the history of the National Football League. You made them look like a pretty decent defense, and that's not good enough. The Ravens turned the ball over five times in that football game, allowing the Cincinnati Bengals to score more points probably than they should have scored against that Ravens defense.
Is Lamar Jackson, like what is up with Lamar Jackson? He can't be fully healthy.
I think he's hurt. I think he's hurt. The leg injuries that went from, the hamstring to the knee to the ankle, or the ankle to the knee. I said that to someone on the Fan. The Fan said to me, well, his leg injuries, why can't he throw the ball? I only played quarterback in high school. That's it. So I'm not making myself seem like an expert. But I said to the guy, go out back, sit in the chair, and try to throw the ball 15, 20 yards while sitting in the chair. It's tough to do without your legs. I don't think he has any legs. And I think that's why the ball, a lot of times, errant throws, off target, because you need your legs to throw the football.
Does that give you any fear about his career down the road? Like, once his legs go, he won't be as lethal of a player? Because he is, you know, with the guy with the football in his hands, he's one of the scariest in league history.
Those are two different stories. Once your legs go in terms of speed and explosiveness, no. Lamar Jackson is a phenomenal passer. I mean, his legs are gone in terms of injury.
Right.
I'm not worried about his speed. Everybody else is worried about Lamar running the football. Lamar Jackson, before the injury, was the all-time leader in quarterback passer rating in the National Football League. All-time. Then the injury, and all of a sudden, he's no longer that. He's number two or three now. Lamar Jackson is a passer. But find the purest passer of all time. And if he has leg injuries, it's going to impact the way he throws the football. I'm not worried about Lamar Jackson losing his legs and no longer becoming the dual threat quarterback. If he's healthy and no longer explosive and fast, he can still beat you with his arm. But if he's not healthy, like any other quarterback, he has a hard time throwing the football.
What do you think the ceiling is for this Ravens team in 2025?
Playoffs and out. I mean, honest with you. I think anyone who wins the AFC North goes to the playoffs, and they're out. They may win a home game because they'll get the first-round home game. They may win that, but it'll probably be the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not sure about that. But I don't think anybody from the AFC North or Western Division is going far in the playoffs. This is a horrible division. These two teams suck. The game will be won by the team that sucks less on Sunday. They suck. I mean, let's be honest with you. This Ravens-Steelers week is not what it used to be because Pittsburgh fans feel the same way about their teams that we feel about our team. You guys booed Mike Tomlin and said fire Tomlin on Sunday. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just using that as a way of reflecting how you feel about your team right now. Well, if you look at the Ravens game in the second half, there were a lot of fans disguised as purple seats. People left that game. They left the game. So you can sit here and tell me whatever you want if you're a fan and you want to fool yourself, but you don't believe in this football team. You don't believe in your team in Pittsburgh. We don't believe in our team in Baltimore. We hope to get to the playoffs and get this season over with and hopefully press restart in 2026.
So the fan sentiment this week so far, Rob, is that it doesn't feel like it's typical Steelers-Ravens matchup. Like, people aren't getting too hyped for it like they used to.
I'm not feeling it from the radio end. I don't know what you're feeling.
Me neither.
But I'm not feeling it from the radio end. I'm not at all. People say a lot of stuff. You know, a lot is easily told. People say, oh, I'm still pumped up. But yet, when we talk about it, it's crickets. I don't think people are pumped up about it. Are you pumped? Be honest with me. Are you pumped up?
No. No, it does
either.
Not feel in
me
any
either.
Way, shape, or form like a Steelers-Ravens week.
And thank you for your honesty, because I'm not either. This is one of those games, to me, for the first time in a long time, Ravens-Steelers is another game. And that's because your team sucks, my team sucks, and hopefully one of our teams won't suck as much on Sunday and win this football game and crawl to the AFC North title.
Rob, what's the feeling in Baltimore around John Harbaugh? Because you brought up how Steelers fans were booing Mike Tomlin, which are, you know, not only booing him, but chanting for his firing the first time ever that's been heard inside the stadium. What's the feeling like in Baltimore with John Harbaugh right now?
I think fans are starting to want.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Under whether or not it's run its course. I know some people who are diehard John Harbaugh fans who are willing to admit maybe his era in Baltimore has run its course. We're seeing problems on the offensive side of the football with Todd Monken. And before you throw Todd Monken under the bus, I will tell you that if you research history, every offensive coordinator before Monken had the same issues. Different coordinators, same head coach. When you run the football with Derrick Henry 10 times in a football game that was relatively close until the fourth quarter, what's going on? Don't blame Todd Monken, because John Harbaugh, if you watch the game, has a headset on. What is John Harbaugh going to say? Hey, Todd, I don't know what you're going to do this series, but make sure you give Henry the ball at least two or three times. I'm not telling you what plays to call, but give 22 the football. When is he going to do that? He doesn't. And maybe, just like in Pittsburgh, the head coach has run his course in Baltimore.
Why does it seem like that? I mean, you have a player still as good as Derrick Henry, who, you know, even in what some may consider like a down year for him, he's still only 69 yards officially away from 1,000 on the season 12 games in. But it really does feel like when the Ravens offense isn't going well, it's because they are not working him into the offense. Like, why are they? Like, why do they avoid him?
Well, I don't know why they avoid him, but going back to Harbaugh, I know how to cook. But if the chef is cooking French cuisine, I can't advise him. John Harbaugh knows how to coach. But when we're talking about offensive strategy, maybe he doesn't know it, so he can't advise him. And I think that's the difference. And John Harbaugh knows how to coach, but what does he specialize in? And I think when it gets to that, defensive coordinators call games to win games. That's what they do. Many offensive coordinators call games to get head coaching jobs. If you aren't innovative, if your offense isn't cute, if your offense doesn't score a lot of points, if you're not a quarterback whisperer and you're an offensive coordinator, you're not getting a head football coaching job. Defensive coordinators, all they have to do is stop teams from scoring. You don't have to be cute. You don't have to be innovative. I think many offensive coordinators, and I said this on the show, they don't have game plans. They have agendas. And often their agendas is to get a head coaching job. And maybe Todd Monken is in that point of his career right now where he's trying to be cute. They had, 12 straight passing plays by the Baltimore Ravens. When does that happen? You can't do that. But if I go 10 of 12 in that period and all of a sudden, you know, my quarterback, who was a running quarterback when he was drafted, is now one of the best passing quarterbacks in the league, I'm going to get attention to get a head coaching job. As a defensive coordinator, I don't need a signature. I just need to stop you from scoring. I think that's the difference between offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators. Maybe Monken is trying to get himself a job, and that's fine. It's up to John Harbaugh to say, listen, pump the brakes on that. Let's win this game. And he doesn't do that. It's been there before. You saw that a couple of years ago when Kansas City came to Baltimore and the running backs got six carries. We've seen this before, and we're seeing it again.
Talking to Rob Long, morning show host for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Rob, we've had a couple of people call in this week on our shows. We've also had plenty of people on social media that after that Thanksgiving night game, it wasn't about, hey, the Ravens lost, so the door is back open here for the Steelers. It's, I think the Bengals can come back and win this division. Do you have anybody in Baltimore giving you that feel? Do you have that feel after what happened last week?
I don't have that feel because it's not about the Bengals winning. It's about the Bengals winning and the Ravens and the Steelers losing enough games. It's a perfect storm. And perfect storms don't happen often down the playoff stretch of football. Can the Bengals run the table? Perhaps. Probably not. But if they do, then the other two teams have to cooperate with them. And I just don't – I don't feel that way. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those cases, Rob, where a team puts together a good performance in a primetime spot and everybody wants to do the trendy thing and jump on them. The Bengals are in for one of those 41-38 losses where Joe Burrow has 403 touchdowns.
Exactly. And keep in mind, a fumble at the goal line by Isaiah Likely and a offensive pass interference that was ridiculous. If those plays don't happen, it's a different ball game. It's a completely different ball game. So I'm not willing to crown the Bengals. This division is going to come down to the Ravens and the Steelers.
Do you get the feel that the final week of the regular season will be a game that is played for the division, that Week 18 game in Pittsburgh?
If there was anything in Pittsburgh food-wise that I like, I'd bet you that it would, but I don't. So, I think I would predict that the AFC North Championship will come down to Week 18 in Pittsburgh, between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Rob, how healthy are the Ravens right now? We talked about Lamar Jackson, but other guys that are either dinged up and, you know, perhaps may not play Sunday.
They've got some guys coming back on the defensive side of football. That helps them out a lot. Robinson's coming back. Washington's coming back. They both practiced today for the Baltimore Ravens. That helps a lot because his defense is getting better. I brought this up. Remember back in 2000, you had an offensive genius in Brian Billick, fraudulent, and all of a sudden the defense helped you win the championship. I'm not saying this is a championship team, But if this team gets into the postseason, it might be the defense that gets them there in a year where you expect the offense to carry them. That could happen because they've been playing well and they have a couple of defensive guys coming back.
Outside of Lamar Jackson, who is the Ravens' most important player?
Kyle Hamilton. There's no doubt about it. That's easy. Kyle Hamilton, let me say this. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. Before the draft, I didn't want that pick. When they picked him, I said, that's a bad pick. Dumbest thing I've ever said. He's become my favorite defensive player on his football team. He is phenomenal. He is extraordinary. I don't like him playing at the line of scrimmage as much as they have him playing, but other than Lamar Jackson, he is the most important player on his football team.
Rob, Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. kick in Baltimore. Would you care to give a prediction for this game or how you feel it'll go?
I don't have a score, but I'll give you a phrase. We're going to stomp a mud hole in you and walk it dry.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go. I love you because you picked up the reference. I love you.
I was hoping we would get a wrestling tie in here. So you got a big Ravens win. How you feel this is going?
No, I don't think it's going to be like a 10-14 point win. I think this is going to be a slobber knocker. It's going to be old school AFC North, and it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I don't think it's going to come down to the final possession, but it's going to be a fourth quarter football game between the two teams that, in spite of what's going on this year, have been the class of this division, and this is what football is. It should come down to these two football teams because say what you want about this year and throw as much shade on them as you want, the Ravens and the Steelers are the class of this division.
Rob Long from the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Let's do this again week 18 because it's going to mean something.
That sounds good to me. And I won't talk over Michael Jackson that time, I promise.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Rob Long, morning show host in Baltimore. I love having Rob on. Like any time we get to a Steelers-Ravens week, Rob is a fantastic guest. He's kind of in that same realm. I had Sal Capaccio from WGR in Buffalo on last week. Rob's right there in that same league.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.